Energetic and inquisitive, these year-round residents may be hard to spot, but their song is remarkably audible and variable. Some individuals have been found to sing 15 or more distinct songs. On our site, though, their song tends to be a bit more consistent. This week, we're focusing on the Buick's Wren, and right now we have a slew of newly fledged birds taking flight around our sanctuary. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Buick's wrens are small songbirds with brown backs and grayish bellies. They have barred tails and thin, pointed bills that are slightly curved. But the most unmistakable characteristic is the long, white stripe that extends from just over their eye to their neck. My kids think this stripe adds a rebellious punk look to these birds, but I believe it just adds a bit of character. For a relatively small bird, at only about 5.5 inches long, from the tip of their beak to the end of their tail, it has no trouble making its presence known with its very loud trill. Buick's wrens develop their song very early on, before their first winter. But surprisingly, it isn't from dear old Dad. Although still within their parents' territory, young Buick's wrens actually learn their song from neighboring territorial males. And once learned, they maintain this repertoire for life. So why sing? Well, like so many other birds in spring, male Buick's wrens sing to both attract a mate and defend their nesting territory. Working hard to please, male Buick's wrens will actually start a number of nests in any variety of low-lying cavities, and this may include old woodpecker holes, crevices, or even nest boxes. Once a female makes a choice, she adds in the finishing touches of moss, leaves, hair, feathers, or sometimes even a little snakeskin. The male then feeds her while she incubates her eggs, and both parents care for the young. The Buick's wren prefers habitats with thick undergrowth, like thickets or brush piles, hedgerows, open woodlands, and chaparral, or even stream edges. A good mixture of these habitats is most ideal. An active forager, the Buick's wren often climbs about on branches and trunks, using its long, narrow, slightly downcurved bill to probe for insects and spiders, hiding in crevices or under leaves and low-lying branches. They will even scavenge along the ground, turning over leaves as they search for food. Buick's wrens are relatively widespread and common, especially in the western part of its range, which includes our area of California. Populations in the eastern part of the country, however, are declining at a significant rate. Some believe this due to a large increase in house wren populations. House wrens generally outcompete Buick's wrens for nesting sites. Want to help ensure these wrens remain common in this area? Avoid the use of pesticides that harm insects or spiders, and help protect and restore important woodland and riparian stream habitat. If you want to enjoy the sounds of the Buick's wren and possibly even catch a glimpse, come on down to the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Follow its song and perhaps sit quietly for a few moments. It is quite possible that its curious nature may get the better of it, allowing you to enjoy the sights and sounds of this very hip little bird. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.